Now, local news from High Peak Radio.
Two High Peak youngsters had to be rescued by local emergency services this week. Kinder Mountain Rescue assisted an ambulance crew to gain access to a boy who'd fallen down a 10-metre vertical crag in Marple. Elsewhere, Leicestershire and Rutland Air Ambulance flew a 12-year-old boy to hospital after he fell and hurt his ankle.
High Peak Radio News.
High Peak stargazers are hoping for clearer skies next month to help find the darkest spot in the Peak District. This week's survey to monitor light pollution has been spoiled by cloudy weather, so the Peak District Dark Skies Group is asking people to have another go at counting the stars in Orion from the 10th of March. Spokesman John Tanner says it's remarkable how just a small amount of artificial light ruins the view of the night sky.
Most people, if they were looking at the constellation of Orion, if they were in, for example, Buxton or if they were in Chapel, would probably see perhaps 10 stars in the constellation itself. Just by moving perhaps maybe 10 or 15 minutes in the direction of the national park itself, the number of stars goes up to well in excess of 18, perhaps as many as 50 stars.
One of Buxton's oldest societies has made one of its longest-serving officers an honorary life member. The Buxton History Society celebrates its 90th anniversary this year, and Chapel Parish Councillor Nigel Bradbury has been a member for more than a third of that time. Nigel says he greatly appreciates the honour. The society meets on the third Thursday of the month at the Old Hall Hotel in Buxton. Two Peak District climbers who recently cracked one of the toughest climbs in America are speaking in Sheffield tonight. Pete Whittaker from Edale and Tom Randall had to squeeze their arms and legs into the wide gaps in the 50-metre high route known as Century Crack. Peak District producer and climber Nick Brown from Outcrop Films says it's a remarkable achievement.
Wow, yeah, it's amazing. They've trained for years to do that, so it's really impressive, and it's had a lot of attention from top climbers before, so yeah, really impressive.
The talk's part of the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival season, and tickets are available from the Showroom Cinema. High Peak Radio News, your next bulletin in an hour.